Shvi'is Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad. Hamedel Bezesim Beshame Omim Yogum. If a person has, let's say, some olive trees, like the Rav explains, that are very close together, and in order that some of the trees should be able to grow and expand and thicken, one would want to give them some breathing room and take out some of the intermittent trees in between. So Medel, like the Rav says, is a lashon of removal. So on Medel Bezesim, he's removing some of these olive trees. Beshame Omrim Yogum. So you don't totally uproot it. Yogum we had previously. It's to raise it. It's to knock it down to the bottom, but to at least the Rav says to leave the roots in. Uvesilo Omrim Yesharish. Vesilo says you can actually uproot these trees as well. Now, it's only a maximum of two trees, the Rav explains, as we're going to see in the Mishnah. Now, the obvious question here is that, first of all, how is one allowed to do this? If the whole intention that a person's doing this is that something should grow thicker, Taisus Yontev asks, this is seemingly like pruning, where one prunes something, he cuts it off, that something should grow. That's a malacha d'oraisa on Shvius. The Taisus Yontev doesn't differentiate between pruning on a tree itself in order that it should grow, or if one prunes in a way where he takes out a neighboring tree that the next tree should grow, it should be the same thing and should be usur. So how are we allowed to do this? So if you look at the Rambam says that the case in the Mishnah is where when we're taking these trees out, we're actually taking it for its wood. But his kavanah is not to take it out to fix the trees nearby. And the Taisus Yontev says, even the Rav that explains all this, that they would take the trees out in order to strengthen the neighboring trees that are right next to it and give them breathing space and allow them to thicken, he's just saying what people normally do this for. That's what the Taisus Yontev explains. But really, in this case, the Mefarshim explain that we're dealing with a case where a person's taking it out for the wood itself. But what about the problem of psik reisha, though, right? Or a davar shelo miskaven, that why are we allowed to take out the trees here? According to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to totally uproot. I understand that we're going to say that you're doing it for the wood, but isn't this a davar shelo miskaven or psik reisha that you're going to create that the neighboring trees automatically are going to thicken? So it's almost like a psik reisha of pruning. The maisa that you're doing is almost like a psik reisha for that as well. So the Tvei Sol doesn't address this, but he actually brings up that there's a difference of pruning for the tree that you're pruning on, meaning if I'm cutting off a branch that something should grow better, that's asa midyaraisa. But he seems to say that when you're taking something off and it's going to fix not that same tree that you're cutting or pruning, but it's going to fix a neighboring tree, that's not really pruning. So maybe that would explain again why it's not a problem of a davar shelo miskaven psik reisha, because even if that thing would happen, it's really not a problem anyway, because that's not really the problem of pruning. So then why don't we just say that that's the case, that you're just stop doing it, not to take the wood, but why don't you just say, like we just explained, that Tiferes Yisrael, that you're taking out the tree to fix the next tree. But that's not a problem of an isser, because pruning is only on the same tree. So it could be that they didn't want to go so far to matter, but at least if you have a kavana for the wood, so then we're not going to give you an issue with it. Because me'ikr din mideraisa, it's not a problem of pruning. Mishnah continues, u'moidim machlik at sheyogum. And everybody agrees that if you're machlik, that is a different issue. If you smooth out the ground, which means we're going to see that you take three trees, and now you have a larger area of smooth ground where it looks that the purpose of what you did was not just to fix, was either for the wood or for the neighboring trees, but rather just to smooth out the ground, that's usur. And therefore, if you're machlik, if you take out three trees, you have to do it. Even according to Beis Hillel, you can't uproot it. You have to leave something in the ground. So you're not smoothing out the ground itself. Ezu ha-meidel. So what is meidel? Echad or shnayim. One or two trees. Ha-machlik. And smoothing. Shloisha. Zed b'tzad zeh. Smoothing is three trees that are all next to each other. Zeh b'tzad zeh. Because there it would look like you're doing it to smooth out the ground. B'medvar mamurim b'torch shelo. This only applies that we said that by smoothing, when you're taking out three, you can't leave the ground smooth and you cannot uproot it. According to Beis Hillel, that's only b'torch shelo if it's your own field. Ava b'torch shel chaveru, but if it's your friend's field, af hamachlik yesharish. You're even allowed, if you intend on taking out three trees that are next to each other, and it would look that you are smoothing out the ground, you're allowed to do that. Yesharish, you're even allowed to uproot them, because everybody will know that you're doing it for the wood, and because you couldn't care less about smoothing out your friend's field for planting.